So last night we spoke about how we can't eat, not only can we not eat chametz, we can't even possess chametz. So now we move on to the reality that even if something only contains chametz, that's the definition that the Sefer HaChinuch gives. Even though primarily this is made of other stuff, it's not even that this is a base of bread with other things or a base of chametz with other things. But the chametz happens to be included. It's an additive. Maybe ordinarily would even become batel. When it comes to chametz, chametz cannot become batel. So he gives it as an example, something that we've seen a lot of in different mesechtas that we've looked at, certainly with Daf Yomi, but it's all over Shas. Kagon kutach habavli. Something that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael really turned their noses up at, and we could understand why. Kutach habavli. Kutach is something made from basically all spoiled things. Sour milk and moldy bread, and it's mixed together and it's turned into some sort of like cheesy, milchig dip. And there is bread in it also, but it's primarily this other stuff. Nevertheless, this is still going to be an Isser D'oraisa. Shenemar, why? So the Pasuk says as follows. Kol machmetzes lo sochelu. Kol machmetzes. Anything, any inclusion even of chametz, that is all comes under the rubric of chametz that you may not eat. Pirshu zechonu mevrach sheni nakasuv hazeh yoreh bazeh, shekach kiblu haperish bo. That's how we understand it. So, very, very quickly, the Sefer HaChinuch outlines this Pasuk, the actual prohibition, according to the Rambam and according to the Ramban. According to the Rambam, the Das Rambam is more along the lines, as we just explained. The Rambam, Zichrono Levracha, She'im Yesh B'Macholim Elu Kezayas Chametz. So he says that as long as it includes chametz, it's aser. At what point do you actually really fully violate the aser? That's when you eat a kezayas, but not only kezayas, let's say of this kutach, but a kezayas worth of chametz, Bichdei Achilas Pras, then aser min HaTorah Bilah. So, of that kezayis that you eat, there actually has to be a kezayis of chametz present in order to be able to violate the iser fully and completely. Otherwise, we don't certainly administer any actual punishment. Kolmer lemalkos avalo lekares mikevon shenis arif berok. So, a couple of things here. First of all, since it really should be batel, so the chiddush here is that it's not batel. It's not batel, as ordinary mechalos asuros would be. It's not batel, but it's also not kares. It's not as bad as eating actual straight up chametz, a slice of bread on Pesach. Nevertheless, it's still asur. That's the chiddush of this isur. This isur tells us that there is a lav, that there's a chi of malchus, but it's not quite so bad as kares. Again, though, you have to actually consume a kezayis worth of real chametz within Kedei Achilas Pras, within the normal allotted time for an act of eating, for Maisa Achila. The Ramban looks at it differently, and actually even going back to the Pasuk itself, the Ramban understands that that's obvious. Of course that's the case. Every single Pasuk and every single Isser that we have that tells us that it's Usser to eat chametz always presumes that it's going to be Usser, even B'tarovas, even if it's in a mixture. What's the Chiddush here? Ramban says, Kol machmetzes lo sochelu. Kol machmetzes, no matter how it became chametz, says the Ramban. Whether it became chametz on its own naturally, or it became chametz because there was some sort of additive that was put in, and it sped up the process, even if you didn't necessarily give it the full time, but things worked out much more quickly because of whatever else you added in, that is still considered to be chametz, that is usser. The notion that something should be usser, even though it is not the majority, and even though it's only the minority, that we already know all the psukim that tell us that we're not allowed to eat chametz, that has already been handled, that's already been addressed, that's already been said. For the Ramban, that's not really a chiddush. And instead, it's specifically saying that the manner in which it becomes chametz really here is the chiddush when it comes to this pasuk. Machlokas between the Ramban and the Ramban. Very quickly, Mishashi HaMitzvah. So the Sefer HaChinuch says again, just as he said before, everything that we've been talking about, that we remember how we left B'chipazo, and we left in haste, we left very quickly, we remember the Nisim and Niflaos that Hashem performed for us as we left Mitzrayim. And he just notes that v'ulam l'chazek hadavar. Right, remember here, what's happening is that we're starting off with a baseline, and then there's an expansion. However it is that you understand this pasuk, it's that we say that chametz really was here, and now along comes this pasuk, and it moves out that fence just a little bit more, and it tells us that a little bit more is usser than you otherwise would have thought, based on the previous pasukim. Why? L'chazek hadavar b'libenu. The Torah wants us to be clear that there are multiple layers and multiple rungs, multiple orbits of Isser here, that we're keeping this at a greater distance. It's something to consider in advance in advance of the Seder, in advance of Pesach, that when it comes to chametz, all having been said, it is more usur than all other mechalos asuros. We are more careful. It is more toxic than bacon and basar b'chalav and all other mechalos asuros that we ordinarily interact with on a usual day-to-day sort of level. Question is why? What is it exactly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to emphasize? Why is this so critical? Why is this so important? Something to consider and ponder a little bit as we move closer and closer towards Pesach. We'll pause there.